Since we all know of the horrors unleashed by Adolf Hitler, we sometimes tend to think of him as a transparent ogre, and of his followers as a cruel band of racists, murderers, and thugs. Many of them, of course, fit that description. But Hitler and Hitlerism would not have been nearly so dangerous if they did not appeal to the bright, witty, and cultured as well. The lesson comes to mind as we learned of the death in Paris earlier this week of Lady Diana Moseley. She was one of the famous Mitford sisters who dazzled London society in the 1930s. After marrying an heir to the Guinness Brewery fortune, Diana left him for Sir Oswald Mosley, the British fascist leader, and devoted herself to his cause. Both Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels attended their wedding in Berlin in 1936, and neither the Second World War nor the Holocaust changed her beliefs very much. 3 years ago, she admitted to an interviewer that Hitler was a monster, but added, quote, "I was very fond of him. Very, very fond." Joining us now is historian John Lucas, who's written about both Churchill and Hitler. His most recent book is called Churchill, Visionary Statesman, Historian. He's on the phone with us from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you.
How did this woman turn the extraordinary trick of maintaining friendships with Adolf Hitler and Winston Churchill at the same time?
That's not exactly a trick. Don't forget, this happened in the middle of the 1930s, when Hitler's reputation was not what it is today. She knew Churchill very well, socially, even politically. There was a time, long before the mid-30s, that Churchill and her second husband were rather friendly with each other. And she was one of those people, and there were many of them, who believed that what Hitler, and to some extent Mussolini, represented was an alternative either to communism or to a decaying parliamentary democratic system, which really showed many signs of decay in Western Europe, in England and France at that time. Now, this is not to excuse her, but to explain, to some extent describe the mental, the view of the world she and her husband and some other people had at that time.
It's hard not to read the ideological struggles of the 1930s into the lives of the celebrated Mitford sisters.
Well, the Mitford sisters were quite, as the English say, a rum bunch. There were six of them. I remember an English lady who called them hooligans. Well, they weren't hooligans, but they were rather independent-minded, wild, unpredictable, and certainly unconventional. Now, two of them, Unity, and she was an extreme case of being bewitched by Hitler, and then there was Diana, who really, this happened because of her marriage to Mosley. I mean, two of the six were sympathetic to Hitler. I must say, they were even more sympathetic to Germany than they were to Hitler. They believed that the future of European civilization means that there has to be friendship between Britain and Germany, and Germany should not be fought again. Now, this was in a way inseparable from their liking for Hitler, but there it was.
There was also, of course, a Jessica, at that time a communist, and Nancy, the famous writer.
Yeah, well, Nancy is really the most interesting of all of them.
In what way?
Well, Nancy was a rather good writer. She was very independent. She was the best writer of all of them. But her sister, the present Duchess of Devonshire, I mean, she's a pretty good writer, too.
Yes. Quite a family. We just have 30 seconds or so with you, but I understand you once met Diana's husband once, Sir Oswald Mosley. What was he like?
Oh, I once met him in Washington when he had rather revised views, and he was rather intelligent and moderate and sensible about France and Europe and Britain at that time. This was 1971. So I'm one of the many to whom he gave a fairly good impression.
Well, John Lucas, thank you very much. John Lucas is the author most recently of Churchill, Visionary, Statesman, Historian. He spoke with us from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, about the death of Lady Diana Mosley, who died outside of Paris earlier this week. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.